G'day mates, it's B-Buster here. I'm a massive horror aficionado and the host of the Be Scared podcast, where I collect stories from all over the world about paranormal events, brushes with death, and terrifying encounters with real-life monsters. Each week on Be Scared, I narrate allegedly true tales that will have you looking over your shoulder as you walk home alone at night, and perhaps even finally buy that nightlight that you've been eyeing on Amazon. If you're anything like me and are always on the hunt for new stories to satisfy your horror fix, you'll definitely want to check out my podcast. So, pause what you're listening to right now and go subscribe to Be Scared on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you never miss a single episode. Tune in to be creeped out, be terrified, and be scared.
What up, though? You are now watching... listening to Dead End Sports 365, where sports opinions collide. It's your boy BZ430 back again with a quick video. Today, this video, while it's still hot and heavy, at least in the boxing world, is the Errol Spence, and man, I'm gonna mess up his name. I swear I'm gonna mess up his name. Your Dennis Ugas. I apologize, but yes. That fight happened this past Saturday. If you was under a rock somewhere, if you in the boxing world and you was under a rock, man, Errol Spence put on a heck of a performance. A lot of people going into this fight, a lot of people was questioning, you know, where is Errol Spence at? You know, since the accident, long layoff, the surgery to his eye, you know, people was wondering, you know, how Errol Spence was going to look. And Errol Spence did not pick a cupcake fighter like that. Ugas is definitely a fighter with some respect. You best to put some respect on his name. That guy, you know how most time when guys come back from fighting or from a long layoff, they, you know, they tend to kind of get a little easier fight before they start getting the real opponents. But no, nah, man, shout out to Errol Spence for not ducking, for getting someone that was a definitely a formidable opponent. And man, he made that dude look. Man, made that man look like Martin when he fought Tommy Hitman Hearns. You know what I'm saying? If y'all remember, if you're a Martin fan, you know what I'm talking about. But yes, man, he made that dude like Martin from the episode where he fought Tommy Hitman Hearns. But yeah, Errol Spence looked amazing. At this point now, really, I've been saying this on Dead End Sports for a minute, like for the past, hell, 3 years, 2 or 3 years, the only welterweight fight that matters is Errol Spence versus Terrence Crawford. I've been begging for this fight. Like, the boxing world has been begging for this fight. Like, these guys are both undisputed, undefeated fighters. This could be probably one of the biggest welterweight fights that we've seen, at least anticipation-wise, since Tommy Hearns and Sugar Ray Leonard. Like, it can be on that mass of, like, anticipation and what a fight that everybody wants to see. Even though, you know, we have Floyd and Manny Pacquiao, but we all feel like that fight was, like, 6-7 years too late, but it still did numbers. You know, people still watched it because it was Manny and Floyd Mayweather. But no, this Errol Spence versus Terrence Crawford, this fight has to happen next. I'm glad they talked. They talk up a good game on social media on Twitter right after the fight. Terrence Crawford, like, let's make this happen. Errol Spence said it in the post fight interview. Let's make this fight happen. This is the only fight that has to happen, y'all. Like, this is a fight that I am so excited. I want to see. Like, this is the thing that's like dying in boxing, is because you got all these different promoters and all that stuff. A lot of big fights don't happen when they should happen. You know, that's one thing I could give the UFC, MMA, UFC. Like, their fights happen when the big fighters are the best in their division. They're gonna fight. That's one thing I think that's hurt in boxing in the last decade or maybe 5 years. It's like the big fights that's supposed to happen are not happening. So we need this fight. Boxing needs this fight. Like, Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford should happen somewhere down in the fall. Like, we should get that. That should be like a September, October fight. Like, we should be looking forward to that fight later on this year. Like, straight up. That's it. That's all. That's all I have to say about this. After that performance, this is the only fight that has happened. I have to look up and see if Terrence Crawford has a fight. And I think he does. I want to say he does. Let me do a quick check real quick while I got the computer on and see, does he have any upcoming fights? Because if he doesn't, And I think he does. I can't see him going this long without fighting before he fights Errol Spence. He's taking this long of a layoff, but I don't see anything. If y'all see something, please let me know in the comment section. But I can see Terrence Crawford maybe a fight sometime in another couple of months or something like that, and then prepare, get ready for the fall. I feel like Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford should meet in fall of this year. I definitely think that should happen because we saw Terrence Crawford in like November, December of last year when he fought Sean Porter. So, at this point, I'm beating a dead horse. We have to have Errol Spence versus Terrence Crawford. And, shout out to Errol Spence for really coming out and looking sharp. Is looking sharp as hell. Looking sharp as hell. His punches, power, everything, man. But, I just want to give a shout out. Oh my God, y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand how much I've been begging and yearning for this fight to happen. So I'm in good spirits now. I feel like the two fighters has definitely shown interest now because it's always been one camp or the other saying, oh, well, Terrence has been ducking Errol Spence or Errol Spence don't really want Terrence Crawford. But like the fact that I see both of these fighters like talking, like they want to make this shit happen. So now promoters, make this shit happen. Let's make this shit happen, man. So I hope we can get that fight this fall of this year, and the boxing world would be lovely. I think that fight will be amazing, man. I think it would definitely be a great fight, man. Like I said, I'm anticipation level, I'm putting this on the level of Tommy Hearns and Sugar Ray Leonard, like type of anticipation level when those two guys at the top of their game fighting each other. So that's what we need, man. More boxers at the top of their game fighting each other, not long layovers and promoters getting in the way and stuff, man. So let's make it happen. That's all I wanted to say, man. This is your boy BZ430. As always, be sure to check out the lives every Tuesdays and Thursday nights at 9:30 p.m. So make sure you check it out tomorrow at 9:30 p.m. They'll be going live. The rest of the crew, Shelton, KB Ange, FIFO, and Nikki Duce. So be sure to check it out. And possibly Q. We might get a Q might get a spot on there too. Sometimes he pops up via Zoom. So make sure you guys check out, subscribe, tell everybody. And I will see y'all when I see y'all. Peace.